Ashet Audio presents Death of a Spy, written by M.C. Beaton, with R.W. Green. Read by David Monteith. Forward by R.W. Green. Those of you who know Hamish Macbeth and who know a bit about Loch Doo, the village where he lives in Sutherland, in the far northwest of the Scottish Highlands, will also know what the Loch Doo residents think of their local police officer. He's a lazy, work-shy layabout who'd rather be scrounging cups of coffee at the Tomalcastle Hotel or the Italian restaurant in the village than concentrating on the ever-growing list of important matters with which he should be dealing. How can we all sleep safe in our beds with only this dunderheed standing between us and the hordes of lawless scunners rampaging around the Highlands? Well, that's what some of them think. But does that sound like the Hamish you know? Why would any of the good folk of Loch Doo have such a low opinion of him? Why brand him as lazy? Basically, that all comes down to the wonderful M.C. Beaton, Marion. When she first created her Highland policeman around 40 years ago, Marion decided that he should be an outsider rather than a Loch Doo native. Having lived in Sutherland for a while, but having been born and brought up way down south in Glasgow, Marion knew that making him an outsider would give him a little extra work to do in winning over the people who lived on his patch. She decided, therefore, that he was born outside Sutherland in Cromarty, which is to the southeast, and raised in Rogart, which is in the east of Sutherland, about as far away from the fictional Loch Doo on the west coast as you can get without leaving the county. Marion also knew that it takes a special kind of fortitude to live and work in a place as remote and with such an unforgiving climate as Sutherland. She maintained that Sutherlanders can, justifiably, set themselves apart from the rest of the UK population. They have to work hard, and when that work is outdoors, often in harsh conditions. That leads them to reserve judgment on newcomers until they've seen if they have what it takes, and that could take a lifetime. Whether the interloper has come from London, Edinburgh, Glasgow, or closer to home, like Hamish, outsiders can remain outsiders until their dying day. As an outsider in Loch Doo, Hamish was not only different, but was seen to be doing things differently. His relaxed, laid-back manner rankled with some, and the fact that he lived at the police station.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?